Welcome back. This is ExoPolitics Radio. I'm your host, Alfred Weber, and today we have a very special guest who's actually joining us once again here at ExoPolitics Radio. Anthony Kane is a Black American relative of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., former recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Kane, when he joined us earlier, he detailed his contacts starting in 2002 in the Seattle, Washington area with an apparent multidimensional civilization. And he reports being dimensionally transported to many different worlds and to meeting with an interdimensional society and guide. And he relates that the training his multidimensional hosts have been preparing him for is for a dimensional shift that the planet Earth and all living creatures are now undergoing. So I'd like to welcome Anthony back to ExoPolitics Radio. Welcome, Anthony.
Oh, well, thank you, Alfred. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, you know, these are very, shall I say, turbulent times, and just today our program's being recorded on June 1st, 2010, mm-hmm. and some friends of mine had organized the flotilla of ships that were headed toward Gaza with humanitarian aid for the hospital there that has not received any supplies in 3 years because of the Israeli blockade. And so these are just volunteers like you and me. And they were boarded. One of their ships was boarded, and 19 people were machine gunned to death, and 60 were wounded with Israeli machine guns. And this is on the open seas with they were flying a white flag and the flag of Turkey. And, you know, this is under known open humanitarian, and this is a violation, of course. It's war crimes and et cetera. So these are the type of things that are going on in our third dimension here. Yeah. And I know that when we saw each other, you sent me an email that was entitled 2010, and that really got my attention. And I thought, since you are in contact with this multidimensional civilization, that it might be good to have one of our periodic conversations with our ExoPolitics Radio listening audience to give them an update from the perspective of another dimension communicating to this dimension here, which is going through, I mean, so that's some pretty rough stuff that happened just over the past couple of days. And these are people who are friends of mine who I deal with every day.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, Alfred, I am not a harbinger of doom and gloom, but we are going to see more of this as we begin to cycle, because the planet itself is cycling into far more light than it is darkness, and the forces that have had their hands on the planet for millennium want to keep hold of it and keep it in darkness. And even though people are evolving consciously, the taskmasters of the planet are still doing all they can to hold on to the reins of darkness. Being that said, their only choice is to become more blatant, more genocidal, more mean, more dictatorial, a greater infringement upon liberties and freedoms, forcing things on people. I mean, look what they did to the to the prime minister, the president of Poland, and the finance minister, because Poland had held on to its independence, and they could not tolerate that. No one could fuck the ship there. So they took them out. And this is what's happening globally right now. They are doing all they can to force genetically modified crops on the world. Do you know that people in Canada have no idea that damn near every bag of potato chips that they eat contains genetically modified crops? So, as I said at the beginning here, unfortunately, we're looking at some hard times. And it's going to get harder this year. But once we come through that, then it will ease up. But it's going to be difficult.
Now, is this something that you're getting just from looking at the society, or is this something that you're getting from your interdimensional sources? Maybe we should back up, and for those who may not have heard our first visit with you, you could tell a bit about, quote, the Council of Twelve, these interdimensional people who have met with you. You don't have to go through the whole contact, but at least tell a bit more about their manifestation to you and who they are and how they inform you.
Well, it occurred in 2002 in my home back in Washington State when I had contact for several months at that point with interdimensional beings and holographic beings who were sort of schooling me. And one evening I was coaxed into the garage, a large four-car garage with a workshop attached. I mean, it was a huge space. Once I got inside of that space, it went completely pitch black. At that point, I was interdimensionally shifted. I looked up to see a spaceship hovering over the garage, actually descending upon the top of the garage, and a ramp was extended from the ship, and down that ramp came, well, four creatures that I had been used to dealing with, these energetic beings or holographic beings, and then behind them came these other figures that were at least, well, between 8 and 9 feet tall, very lean. They were almost translucent. They had no physical form whatsoever. They were transparent or translucent, and they floated down the ramp. They did not walk. And they came into the space, the garage, which had been transformed at that point, six on each side of me. And I looked up and I said to them, "So who are you and what do you want?" So this was my introduction to the Council of Twelve. I've said to people many times the Council of Twelve are the creator gods, so to speak. But we are all creator gods. You're a creator god, and so am I, because we're all a part of the whole. But what I mean when I say that the Council of Twelve are creator gods, they are what some call the founders. If you figure that Prime Source as an integrated and complete sort of existence of everything there is, were to take itself and then fragment, then what was first fragmented from Prime Source, what first came from it were the founders, the Council of 12, these 12 beings. And these 12 beings went on to see the rest of the universe. They fragmented or split off parts of their whole into other worlds, into other universes and galaxies and beings, as did the beings that they created, did the same thing. This is how all the planets and the star systems and so on come to be. So this is who the Council of 12 happens to be, and it's a great honor to have them come to you, and there are not many people that they come to see. So this was my contact with them. So since that time, and especially here in the last couple of years, I am in constant contact. Every day they talk to me. Every day there is, they are just there. It is as though they guide everything I do. They from what they want me to eat. And at the time, I may not understand why they want a particular thing. And it might be 2 months later or a year later or 3 years later. Yet and still, what they have requested of me has its purpose. And at some point along the way, I always see the result of that request.
Now, just to jump in here, for those who may not have heard our earlier interview, and without going into the detail, as a result of your initial contact with the Council of 12, because according to you, the CIA monitors their comings and goings, you were targeted and targeted for elimination.
Yeah.
And you were tortured and marked for assassination and escaped and are now living in virtual political or spiritual exile.
Correct.
In another country, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you'd like to say a couple of sentences about that without going into all of the details.
Well, I would like to say this: the CIA are just a military arm of the world police. They actually are a front organization under the auspiciousness of MI5, as is Mossad. They are both owned and operated by MI5. The reason I say this is that it is actually, when we look at what runs the planet, Alfred, we think that this is all humankind. Well, it is in many ways, but that humankind that is literally turning the wheels happen to be fourth dimensional beings that are locked in and tied into third dimensional beings here on the planet. And this goes back to the fall of Atlantis. And so we are dealing with something that most people are unaware of only because our senses have been unplugged and we have been constantly educated out of our natural state of understanding and intuition. So when something happens on the planet, when there is contact, whether it be Dr. Boylan or Wendy Kennedy or Jamelia from the Nepturian Council, which is a whole other thing, but when these contacts happen, they are known. It makes no difference if you are Fred who lives in the corner house around the block and you had contact, they know, all right, because they can't help it because they are looking at it through another dimensional lens, so they get to see everything that occurs. And so when this contact happened with me, they knew it, and I was marked at that point. I at that time had no idea, but yes, that contact marked me, and as a result, they came after me, and it was heinous what was done to me.
Right, and because of their specific intervention, you believe that you survived the assassination attempt and were able to secure political and spiritual asylum in another country.
Yes, exactly. It is. There are many of us, Alfred, such as yourself. I mean, you have an incredible task that you perform here on the planet, bringing information and connecting people, and you give so much to so many. And so you are looked after, believe this or not, by dimensional beings. There's only so much strife that they would let come to anyone. We call them our angels. Because when you have a task on the planet that has to be performed in order for the planet, because each of us has a task. So each of our tasks, it needs to be performed so that the planet and everyone on it makes this whole showdown, this whole ascension. And as a result of that, we have guardians. Those guardians have been with us since the time we were born. And so when need be, they will intercede. And they do it in the most indirect way. And yet and still it is as direct as they possibly can be without infringing upon our free will.
Right. Now, given that background, you're now here and in the present moment, and the Council of 12 continue to brief you. Now, what have they been saying about the time frame that we're entering, i.e., the year 2010, which is the communication that you sent to me?
Yes. Well, 2010, Alfred, I've always known that 2010 was going to be a bombshell somehow for us. And I've come to understand that attempting to put dates on specific dates on things is not something that one can do. Because at any time, the free will of everyone on the planet can alter a situation, all right? So when we look at something we are looking at it as a possibility, the most prevalent possibility based on the energetics of the planet at that time. That is what we are seeing. And so what we are seeing presently is the fall of the system. The system, not only, everyone knows the system is corrupt, but the system is insolvent. There is no money anywhere on the planet, period. It has all been taken away. All of the security, quote unquote, of what we are able to buy and exchange has been taken away. We are all living off of the fiat capital created by the banks. So there's nothing there. It's just all air. It has nowhere to go. There is no bailing it out. All of the bailout is all just a line of malarkey. How can you bail something out with something that doesn't exist in the first place? So what we're going to end up seeing here Alfred, unfortunately, is that so many people are already losing their homes. The banks are going to end up closing their doors or closing the doors to more of the more of their institutions. Since there are only 6 banks left in the world who control all the banking on the planet. And we might see 3 of those go under so that they can close their doors globally and snatch up people's money. The banks now and all of the other countries, because I can't call them third world countries because they aren't. They are just as equal as everyone else on the planet. So the countries in South America and the countries in India and the countries around the globe in that status of being still what we call the industrial age, they are being eaten up. They're taking their social funds, they're taking their welfare funds, they're taking their unemployment funds, they're taking their social security funds. The banks are eating up the social systems of every country like that on the planet. And it wants to do it to America, and it wants to do it to Canada. It's already started it in Europe. This is what happened with Poland. It's what's happening with Greece. They are sucking the countries dry. So when the countries have nothing left and they default, then they get to fall, and there's nowhere for anyone to go. The standard of living will decline for everyone on the planet. And that's happening exponentially right now, Alfred. It's going to be a dark time.
Now, when you say it's going to be a dark time, you were simultaneously saying that it was going to be a light time.
Yes.
So is this a message from the Council of 12 or what? I'm just trying to parse through. What messages you're bringing from the interdimensional world?
Well, everything that I've just said to you, Alfred, is just coming. I don't sit and do research,
mm-hmm.
or anything of that nature.
Uh-huh.
When I sit and speak with people, I speak with people from my heart and what comes through me.
Okay.
And that's all I have to speak. So I'm not a researcher. I don't sit and research and gather evidence. I listen to others, David Wilcock and David Icke, and I can agree with this and I can say I know that or yes, that is correct, and I understand this whole bent because I'm constantly talking to them. And so they're constantly talking to me. And I am constantly speaking from that place.
Now, you write, you say, quote, there will be mass confusion and much disinformation by well-intentioned people.
Yes.
My feelings run to David Icke for the scope of the present problem on the planet and to David Wilcock for the best solution to what is coming.
Yeah.
And in the end, we all say the same thing. The only way through this is to be of service to others and to be living in a place and state of love for yourself, to your fellow man, for all life and for all things, no matter what. For love is the only true power.
Yes.
Is that a message that is coming from the Council of 12?
That is their message. Now, I will say that the part of David Icke and David Wilcock, that is intermixed with me. And so I would say that would be the hybrid. Okay. Fortunately, Alfred, what happens with me and the council, let me explain that, is that unlike most people who channel, they don't come in and take over my being. They come in and they work in conjunction with me. So it is a it is like two vehicles going down the street, and I get to use my own inner sense of what it is that I'm receiving. And I've always received it as what it is in terms of truth. I understand that because I am an empath, I am someone who always just knows. I'm clairsentient, is what they call it, clear knowing, clear feeling. That I understand the information I get right away. I have been a fan of David Icke since the beginning because David Icke and I are speaking to the same beings. And this I understood since I first heard him. And there have been many people to dish David Icke, but I have nothing but praise for the man because he has laid out the problem. He has laid it out, and they agree, the council agree, that he has succinctly laid out the problem. And anyone who wants to know what is going on, there is all of that information succinctly laid out for you. All right? When it comes to David Wilcock, they like him very much because he's an old soul that they've been dealing with for a long, long time. He is the reincarnation, not just of Edgar Casey, but he goes all the way back to Atlantis. He actually goes back to the Pleiades, or the Pleiadians who actually seeded the planet or seeded Atlantis. And so they're very familiar with this being, the essence of this being. And his information is just very right on. And he also is dealing within the parameters of the same beings that I know talk to me. Now, why is it these beings speak to me? Well, it's because of the task I have. And everyone's task being different receives their information from a different source. And so what David Wilcox is doing is he is taking all of the information that is coming in about the true nature of what's happening with the planet, what's happening with the forces in the galaxy, and what's happening with the rest of the dimensional beings on the earth. And he is putting all of that together, and he is giving you the clearest spin on what is going on or what's coming, what it's coming to be, what the effect will be upon the human being on this planet. It's all there. It's all very clear.
Right. Now, getting to the issue that another issue that the Council of 12 have spoken to you, you also mentioned to me that they're asking you to become more public now, but you begin to talk about the dimensional shift, and you say we are in a dimensional shifting, a clearing, an alignment of consciousness.
Yes.
Where soon there will be no past or future. So could you speak more about the dimensional shift and how it is manifesting now in 2010?
Well, in order to clear the road, so to speak, Alfred, in order for anything new or anything else to come in, you have to first have a space for it to be able to fill. All right? Now, in order for that space to be filled, it means that our sense of duality, our state of always being in the past and always being in the future. See, we live our lives being in the future, most of us, or dwelling on the past, what has happened, all right? And very few, not a handful of beings on the planet, because we are in the third dimension. We are in a state of duality. Very few even begin to touch on living in the now, okay? So that now, that present moment, which is all that we have, is what the fifth dimension is all about. Now, as the torsion waves come rolling in through the galaxy, which is what's happening now when we talk about the photon belt, the galactic storm, we're just talking about the torsion waves that are blowing through our galaxy, that are spinning the planets faster, that are dumping or that are realigning our own DNA, that is making us ready for this evolution into a new dimension of reality. And so what's coming at us is beyond our concept, simply because we live in a state of duality. Now, we are presently here in 2010 still living in what's called the galactic. We have come out of the age of information back in 1997, and we entered the galactic age. And here in February of 2011, we will enter the last stage before the alignment, which will be the universal. And it's the whole thing of the time convergence. Time is getting shorter. Time is being squeezed and condensed. It's being siphoned down. It's being made smaller so that we are living, everything is living faster. The trees are budding quicker. The seasons are changing faster. And we ourselves, you find that we sleep less. There is a sense of urgency somehow. We're just moving faster. Everything's happening quick. So this is all a part of this time convergence. It's all a part of the torsion wave. It's all a part of our DNA shifting. Everything is connected. There is nothing that is separate from the other. So as all of this comes in, then we begin to be able to view our own multidimensionality. It is no longer completely outside of us or completely away from us. It's coming home to us, where we'll be able to look at it and see it and touch it. And this is what the awakening is about. So yes, we are in a dimensional shift. We are in an every dimensionality, as opposed to a multidimensionality, where if we can just remove ourselves from the linear thought of things progressing in a linear way and see everything as being present right now in the same moment, that is what's coming, and it's coming very quick.
Right. So then you talk about how we can begin to prepare ourselves and protect ourselves and match our own energetic frequencies with this dimensional shift. You talk about crystalline-based bodies. I wondered if you could begin to talk about that somewhat.
Well, you know, it actually started, Alfred, I think, back in, I'm not one for getting all the facts and figures, but I want to say it started back in 87. Was that the harmonic convergence?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so yeah, back in 87, we had the harmonic convergence, which was a global awakening. You know, and it brought in the means for us to make these transformations. And so it at that time, it sparked what's called the crystalline grid, which is a grid of pentacles around the planet. Now, there are 12 major pentacles, or the five-pointed stars, around the planet that are each one being activated every year from January the 1st, 2001, to December the 12th, 2012. So that means each triple number, let's say March the 3rd, 2003, August the 8th, 2008. All right, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Each one of those numbers is it's a numeric code, and that code activates that pentacle on the planet. It opens and activates that vortice.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so there are 12 of them. And as these vortices are activated, the planet itself becomes a larger crystal. It becomes that's why the blowing up of the mountains and the mountaintops in order to chuck coal out of the earth is hurting the planet so much.
So what we, let's say in 10, to follow this, on 10-10-10, what is that?
So it means that the 10th vortice on the planet will open.
Uh-huh. And what's the source of this? Where did this information come from?
Oh, they've told me this for some time, because the one that opens on 11-11-11, which we briefly spoke about last time I was with you,
right,
is my vortice. It is the one that I am here for. So there are those of us on the planet who are here for these vortices as they open. And and I've been given my date. They gave that to me some time ago. And you will find that there are things that will go active on these dates. And so...
Right. Could you speak more about, for example, because you have more of a connection, about what you've been told will happen on 11-11-11 vis-a-vis your being?
Yes. Well, that one, Alfred, that one is not privy. I'm not privy to that.
Oh, I see.
They tell me of the activation, but they do not give me any of that information. I can tell you what will happen from the one on 12-12.
Okay.
12-12-12. When the one is activated on 12-12-12, then that means that the complete grid is alive.
Okay.
The complete grid is alive and activated and functioning. And at that point, the planet will then, in 9 days, right, from the 12th to the 21st is 9 days, the planet will give birth to a new Earth.
Now, what exactly does that mean, give birth to a new Earth?
Well, Albert, this is... Okay, all right. So there's sometimes I have to get counsel here.
Sure.
Okay. So there's only so much of this information I can give you.
Okay.
But this much people have spoken of, including Dolores Cannon.
Yeah.
When you look at a cell will take and split itself into two. Is that not correct?
Okay.
All right? So if you just take a single cell organism, it can split itself into two cells.
Right.
And this is essentially what will be happening with planet Earth. And that will occur, so the Earth will begin its labor, its period of labor, mm-hmm. like a woman going into labor.
Right.
All right? From 12-12, 12,
right.
to 12-21, 12. Or 12, yeah, 12-21, 12.
Right.
So it will have that 9-day or 9 months, the 9-day gestation period, and it will give birth on the 21st.
Right.
Okay. Now, the thing being, Alfred, is that between now and then, it's about, now anyone who's, or should we say, most people who are going to listen to this conversation that we are having.
Yeah.
Are going to be on the side of moving on into the new dimensional frequencies.
Right.
Okay? And so, understand that it's all not going to be roses. It's going to require that you put out the effort. It is about you becoming conscious of what's going on, not only with you and in your life, but with others around you and with the planet. All right? So it is a conscious awakening. You do not get to it simply by being unconscious. Now, this birthing is for those who are conscious and aware. Those who are unaware, who choose to remain unconscious, who choose to hold on to the fear, who choose to believe that they are powerless in their own lives and therefore powerless to help anyone else on the planet, will get to stay in that same powerless dimension. They will not make that shift. And
now, okay, so, so, yeah, so now let's go to 12-22. 12, okay?
Okay.
Let's move to the day after.
12-22-12.
Yeah, so we're now on day one of the new Earth, okay?
We're on day one of the new Earth, and not only just the new Earth.
Yeah.
But all of the planets. All of the planets are becoming anew.
Okay, now... Is that new Earth populated by just the people who, through consciousness, were able to migrate into the new dimension?
That planet is populated by those whose consciousness was able to migrate into the new dimension.
Uh-huh.
And those who did not will not even be aware that that this whole shift has happened.
Okay. But aren't they going to miss, like...
Oh, yes, they'll look up and they'll go, oh, you know, so-and-so was a wonderful person. It's a shame that happened to them. I wonder where they went, or did she die, or will all...
Now, what's going to happen to someone in the new dimension thinking about someone in the old dimension?
Well, you have to understand that when you are in the fifth dimensional, or the fifth dimension,
uh-huh.
that you are in a state of now. You are in a state of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
You are at that point literally able to reach out and touch someone in the third dimension. So you can always view or see. You are at that point a multidimensional being.
Okay.
You are coming home to what is your actual state of consciousness, your actual state of beingness within the realms of the universe.
Well, it sounds like you sort of graduate to heaven, right?
It sounds like you could say that, but you do graduate. You get to graduate. You get to leave the school of hard knocks and come into the academy of the now.
This sounds very much like to me, because I've been studying some of the work, say, of Dr. Michael Newton.
Yes.
with his work, where he's done thousands of cases of regression into the interlife, where this is not past life regression, but where people actually are in the interlife. So it's what the human afterlife is at and where the interlife is and the various stages there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth dimension sounds very much like the interlife.
Yes, 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 actually. Because if you would actually, and it's something that people can actually do, Alfred, if you are sitting at home meditating or sitting at home being still, instead of picturing the universe, you know how you picture the universe in your mind's eye as all the stars and all the planets and everything, and you see it in your mind's eye and you see it outside of you?
Uh-huh.
If you were to picture that within you, inside of your body, then you would begin to get a sense of the wholeness of who you are and your connectedness to all there is. So every sun that exists everywhere in the entire universe is also contained within you. Every galaxy that exists everywhere in the entire universe is also contained within you. And this is what is happening as we make this shift. We begin to understand that, or begin to integrate the fact that we are a part of all there is. Well, that takes quite a shift in the consciousness of all of us, of everyone on the planet. So that is why, as all of these things come to be, as the dark forces and the money system and the madness happens, the banks and the genetically modified crops, as all this stuff comes about, as long as we keep looking up and going, that is all just an illusion. It is all something that they are attempting to do to keep us stuck in this duality that we are already evolving out of. We're already evolving out of it. Therefore, we are already in light. The light is there, but we've lived in this duality for so long that we just don't see it yet. So if we understand that we are already evolving out of that, that all of this stuff around us is just an illusion, and it's going to pull on us. It's going to be difficult. How do we get through it? We help one another. We begin to be kind to one another. We begin to understand that guy that I saw something the other day. A guy walked in to see if he could just get some milk off of a coffee bar in one of the major coffee houses. And he wanted to pour some milk from one of the cream containers into a cup. The guy was probably starving, all right? Hadn't had anything to eat, you know? And instead of them just letting it go, or instead of them being humane about it, you know, the manager turns around. He becomes very critical and indignant and you know, on and on and on. And the other customers, or a couple of them, say, "Oh, my, look at that, you know?" Instead of that man who came in there for that milk was a test of every one of those beings' compassion. And they don't see that. Yet and still, because they are so tied in to their corporate image. Well, the corporations are all going to fall. They have no money. They have no power. They only have the power that we give them. And we give them the power by giving them our life's energy. And instead of giving it to the corporations, turn around and give it to that guy who needs a cup of milk so he can have something in his belly. Am I making some sense here to you?
Yes.
challenge that everyone is seeing in front of them right now. That is where our challenge lies. All right? It is not in fighting against the torrent of evil that exists on the planet. It is in making sure that each and every one of us that we touch, that we have the ability to affect their lives, that we do it with the best that we can, in the best way that we can.
Now, you refer to a saying, and I'm not sure I understand that saying, and I wondered if you could explain it to me. You say that we are all born originals.
Yes.
Don't die a copy. I don't understand that.
I don't remember where I got that from, Alfred, but I remember reading it somewhere, and I wrote it down, and but it said, we are all born originals. In other words, we are all part of the whole. We are all fragments of the whole. So therefore, we have our own individuality, so to speak, our own way, our own originality. But what happens is that we are all born originals. Then we learn how to be copies. We're taught how to be copies in school and by religion and by government and politics. We're all taught how to be a copy of what society wants you to be or what your parents want you to be. How many people grow up being their mother? How many people grow up being their father? You know? And so we learn to be copies. And in this learned programming, we learn how to literally piss on one another, how to treat one another with disdain and be mean and step on someone's back in order to climb the ladder of success, in order to view ourselves as an original, because that has become our measure of being an original. When in reality, you're still just a competing copy. You're a copy competing to step on that rung above someone else. So originality has nothing to do with your bias or your ego or your learned beliefs of separateness. This just leaves you feeling like you lost something and you can't seem to find it. You don't know where to begin to look, because originality is a state of integrity. It's about truth and trust from within, and it is not measured by anything from without.
Now, we're coming to the last few minutes of the hour here. It looks like we're coming to a really momentous event. I mean, in the history of the planet, a kind of a bifurcation or a birth, an actual birth.
Yes, an actual.
We're coming up to 10-10-10. And 11-11-11, and then 12-12-12. Do you have any sense of what 10-10-10 is?
Well, 10-10-10, Alfred, between now and then, this one will start the purge of the dark forces. As I said, it has to fall first. So it will be a rough fall. People will quote unquote lose because that is our concept, that we are losing. But we are not losing. We're actually coming into power by letting all these things fall away. But people will lose things, for lack of a better word here. They will lose homes, their cars and businesses. The banks are going to fold. And it's not going to be much longer before they do. There's no production of anything in North America. So being able to fall back or fall onto those types of industrial jobs is not an option here in North America any longer. People should prepare if they can. I mean, understand that we are all here to help one another. So figure it this way. This is a time when we may look up and find that we need to live in camps. Oh, my God, there's a word for it. But where people come together, where they band together and they live collectively.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I think that is what's coming, where no one should be excluded, where we need to share our foods together, where we just need to do what we can to make sure that those around us are taken care of.
Right. Now, one final question, and it's this. Here we have our planet, which is one small planet in a very large universe, in a very large multiverse.
Yes.
And this universal process happening. Why would the Council of 12 come to this planet with this information?
Well, understand, Alfred, that the Earth is crucial in this transformation, and that the human beings are crucial in this transformation. It is something that the entire universe has been waiting on since the beginning of humankind, all right? And when I say humankind, I mean off-worlders, humans from other planets, Lyrans and Andromedans and Vegans and so on and so forth, all of these other races, okay, of humans, because they're all humans as well. The thing that we carry in our genetics, the thing that we carry in our DNA, the thing that we carry that none of the other races of humans throughout the universe carry, is emotions. We have the vast scope and range of emotions. And the rest of the universe doesn't have that. They don't have that included in their DNA. So we get to bring about a healing and an incorporation of duality. It gets to be incorporated. It gets to be healed. It gets to be resolved. The issues of left and right the issues of duality get to be resolved because of us and our emotions. And as we bring about, as we come through this evolution, which is an incorporation, it's not about getting rid of one. It's not about taking on the light and getting rid of the dark. It's about incorporating the two and becoming balanced in a place of harmony. So this is what us, these human beings, bring to the table. This is what all so many races throughout the galaxy have been waiting on for eons, is this multi-evolution. And that is why. That is part of our, it's part of what we are here for.
Beautiful. So there's a lot to look forward to.
It's a lot to look forward to. And I can only stress this, Alfred. People should not, if people want to look at dates and times and so on and so forth, don't get hung up on them, really. the calendars or the Gregorian calendar is all it's all malarkey anyway.
So, just following through, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
in these closing moments of the program, how do you see, given this attention of the universe on our planet? And the experience that you're having and that you've had with the Council of Twelve over the past since 2002, what would be your message? I know that you've given us a lot of messages and in this broadcast, but how people can take what you've said and begin to apply it now in 2010.
Right. Well, firstly, have no fear. When you see darkness, do what you can to bring about light. Don't run from anything and think that you are powerless to help it. Look at it and, if need be, confront it. Confront having genetically modified crops in your store. Say, no, we will not have that. When you see things that are untowards us as human beings, don't turn your back and run. Don't think that it doesn't affect you. It affects us all. And it's about time you start weighing in on it and being a part of it, and knowing that you can help make it better. So take action. Have no fear. Know that these dates that are coming and going, that they are divine actions. They are divine happenings. That they are preordained, and that you will feel these energies. That you cannot help but to feel these energies because you are a part of it. So you don't have to wonder what to do about it. All you have to do is know that you are a part of it. If we just get our rest, because when we are resting, we are traveling into the fifth dimension. We are living in our fifth dimensional body. Make sure that you're taking scads of minerals right now, magnesium and iron, potassium, manganese. These elements are essential because your body's base is being altered. You are becoming a crystalline-based entity. All right? So what I am saying is, understand that everything that is happening is about growth and expansion to that is fully what we are.
Very good. Well, as always, it's been a great honor and pleasure to have you on Exopolitics Radio and to share your messages and communications with our listening audience, Anthony, and we look forward to having you on again as we move through this shift and on through the birth.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you, Alfred. I enjoy speaking with you.
This is Exopolitics Radio. We've been with Anthony Kane. I'm your host, Alfred Weber. Please stay tuned. Thank you.